stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our brand new episode of the program that goes by the name of Stories of Quran. As usual, today, once again, we bring another beautiful and very interesting story before you. A story from the Holy Quran. A story that will increase our knowledge. A story that contains a lot of Madani pearls for us. A story that contains a lot of moral lessons for us. What story it is today? Which story are we going to hear about today? Let's listen about it after listening to the virtue of Durood-e-Pak. Sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They're the one who recited Durood upon me 100 times. The one who sent peace and salutations upon me 100 times. Allah Almighty inscribes, writes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he will be kept among shuhada, among martyrs. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, all we need to do is recite Durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 100 times a day. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, this reward is for us. Where it is written between both the eyes of the reciter of Durood-e-Pak, who recites Durood 100 times a day, that this person is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell, and he'll be kept among martyrs on the day of judgment. So if you also want to attain this privilege, then we shall also recite Durood-e-Pak upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with extreme love and devotion, hoping that we will also be privileged and blessed with this virtue. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the topic of today, the story of today, a very interesting story which many of the viewers of Madani Channel would be unaware of. This might be for the first time that they would be hearing about this very story. What is the story of the day? It is the first murderer and the first one who was murdered. So, the first one to kill someone and who was the first one to be killed. Today, in the light of the glorious Quran, we will listen about this. So please stay with us, stay tuned into Madani Channel until the end of today's episode, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Our knowledge will increase immensely. It is narrated regarding the first murderer and the first one who was murdered that Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam had 2 sons. One's name was Habil and the other's name was Qabil. Now, both of these sons of Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, they also had 2 sisters. Now, how the birth used to take place in those days was that in every pregnancy, twins would be conceived. So Sayyidatuna Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha would conceive twins in every pregnancy. So when Habil radiallahu ta'ala anha was born, he was born with another sibling, and when Qabil was born, he was also born with another sibling. And how it worked out in those days was that in every pregnancy there would be a boy and a girl, and in the next pregnancy again there would be a boy and a girl. And the law of Sharia in those days was that the boy of the first pregnancy would be married to the girl of the second pregnancy. So this is how the marriage used to take place in those days. So when Habil was born, so Habil's sister's name was Liuza, and Qabil, when he was born, his sister's name, who was born with him, was Aklima. Now, according to the tradition of the time and the law that was in place at that time, according to that, Qabil was due to marry Liuza, who was born with Habil, and Habil was due to marry Aklima, who was born with Qabil. But Qabil, he did not accept this fact. He wanted to marry Aklima. Why? Because Aklima, she was prettier than Liuza. Now, Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he explained Qabil that, look, Aklima, she is your sister. She was born with you, so she is your sister. Hence, you cannot marry her. But Qabil, he became very stubborn. He didn't listen to Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and didn't agree to him. So despite Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam explaining Qabil, Qabil still remained very rigid. He still remained very stubborn and he didn't listen to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came to a solution. He suggested both the sons that both of you present a sacrifice in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whomsoever's sacrifice is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would be deserving of marrying Aklima. He can marry Aklima. Now, in those days, the sign of the acceptance of sacrifice would be that a fire would descend from the sky and it would eat up, it would consume the sacrifice that would be presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how sacrifices would be accepted back in those days. Now, Qabil, he offered some grains of wheat as sacrifice in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas Habil, he presented a goat in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a sacrifice. Now, the fire descended from the sky and engulfed the qurbani, the sacrifice that Habil had presented. So it took the goat and left the wheat grains of Qabil. So this indicated that the sacrifice of Habil has been accepted, hence Habil deserves to marry Aklima. However, at this point, when Habil's sacrifice was accepted and Qabil's wasn't, Qabil, he became extremely jealous of Habil and he intended to, ma'azallah, kill Habil. So this is where it all started from, where we will go back to our topic of the first murderer and the first one to be killed. So at this very point, Qabil became extremely jealous of Habil and he wanted to kill Habil. He threatened Habil that I will kill you. And Habil, he said to Qabil that acceptance of sacrifice is from Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty accepts the sacrifices of only those who are pious. Had you been pious as well, then your sacrifice would have also been accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, Habil also said to Qabil that if you raise your hand on me to kill me, I will not raise my hand on you because I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want my sins as well as yours to be in your account, and consequently you may be destined to hell. The destination for unjust people, the abode of the cruel people. So finally, Qabil, he killed his brother Habil. Habil was now killed. At the time of murder, it is stated that Habil was 20 years old. And this incident took place in Makkah al-Mukarramah near the mountain of 4, or in the valley of the mountain of Hira. And some historians, they carry an opinion that this incident took place in Basra near Masjid-e-Azam on the day of Tuesday. But Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah Almighty and Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know the best. It is further reported that when Habil was murdered, then an earthquake, it struck the earth and the earth kept jolting for 7 days. Every creature was plunged into a turmoil. Qabil, he was very handsome and had a very fair complexion, but after murdering his brother, he became very ugly. His fair complexion was taken away, his handsomeness was taken away, and he turned all ugly. Now, after the murder of Sayyidina Habil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this very event, this very incident, severely grieved Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was so saddened by this very incident upon the murder of Sayyidina Habil radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is stated that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam did not smile for 100 years. This is how much, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was grieved upon the murder of his son Sayyidina Habil radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, after the murder of Habil, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he dismissed Qabil from his court and invoked curse onto him. Now, the accursed Qabil, he carried Aklima with him in Yemen and settled in the land called Aden. Now, over here, when Qabil settled in Yemen in the land called Aden, now Shaitan al-Rajim approached him and started whispering evil thoughts into him. Shaitan said to Qabil that the reason behind why Habil's sacrifice was accepted and fire ate up his sacrifice was because Habil, ma'adallah, used to worship the fire. So you should also erect a temple, build a temple of fire and start worshipping it. So this is the evil whispered, evil thought that Shaitan al-Rajim whispered into Qabil. Now, Qabil fell prey to the whisper of Shaitan and he was the first one who started to worship fire and ma'adallah disobey Allah Almighty. He was also the first one to commit a murder and he is also the first criminal who will be thrown into the hellfire. Now, we come to know that Qabil was the first one who committed a murder and Qabil was the first one who worshipped anyone else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, before this incident took place, there had been no death in the history of the mankind. This was the first death that took place in the history of the mankind, and this was the first murder that was committed in the history of the mankind. It's been stated in a hadith that all the unjust bloodshed that would take place over the surface of earth, Qabil will be the major stakeholder in that sin because he was the first one to commence this sin. He was the initiator of this sin. The ending of Qabil. Now, what was the end of Qabil? How the end of Qabil came about? Qabil, he also had sons. Now, one of his sons who was blind, he threw a stone at Qabil that killed him. So Qabil is that accursed person, that wretched person who, despite being the son of a prophet, despite being the son of Khalifatullah, he was damned. He faced destruction. He was cursed. He became accursed and died as an unbeliever, as a disbeliever at the hands of his own son. Now, after 5 years to the murder of Habil, Sayyidina Sheith alayhi salatu wasalam was born. So Allah Almighty blessed Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with another son 5 years later. And he alayhi salatu wasalam named him Sheath. And Sheath means the gift of Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he taught all 50 sacred scriptures that were revealed upon him to Sayyiduna Sheath alayhi salatu wasalam. And he alayhi salatu wasalam also appointed Sayyiduna Sheath alayhi salatu wasalam as his deputy and administrator. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated for the prosperity of the progeny of Sayyiduna Sheath alayhi salatu wasalam, for the offspring, for the children of Sayyiduna Sheath alayhi salatu wasalam. And Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasalam is also from the progeny, from the lineage of Sayyiduna Sheath ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we come to know in today's story of the Quran that who was the first murderer and who was the first one to be murdered. But very beautiful Madani pearls we can derive from this story too. What kind of Madani pearls can we derive? That the first murder in the history of the mankind took place because of jealousy. So we come to know that jealousy, how heinous this is, how grave a spiritual disease this is, that first murder in the history of the mankind was because of jealousy. Jealousy meaning we become jealousy of someone's ni'mah, a bounty that someone has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We start becoming jealous of the other person. We start becoming jealous that why has Allah Almighty given him something and not me. So this is something called jealousy that we need to refrain from. The first murder in the history of the mankind was committed due to jealousy. And secondly, we come to know that there was another element attached to this murder. It wasn't only jealousy, it was also falling prey to the love of a woman. Because of a woman, this dispute took place. And Qabil, he killed his brother over a woman. So from this very element as well, we need to be very careful in today's day and age. And we should seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate in his court for the protection of falling prey to and becoming a victim of having any kind of ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, unlawful relationship with women. We need to be very careful in this aspect as well. So we come to know that the first murder in the history of the mankind was due to a woman, was over a woman, and the element of jealousy. These are those things that led Qabil to kill Habil, that led Qabil to be rejected from the court of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, led him for his iman to be taken away from him, that led him to fall prey to the whispers of shaitan, and that led him towards being the first one who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ma'azallah, thumma ma'azallah, committed shirk. So another lesson that we learn from this instructive story of the Quran is that the innovator of a sin would get the sin on behalf of all those who would commit that sin. The one who would start a sin, the one who would start a new way of committing a sin, he would keep getting the sin on behalf of all those who would follow him and commit that sin. As we've been told in the blessed hadith, that Qabil was the first one to kill, and whatever unlawful, unjust bloodshed takes place on the face of earth, Qabil would be a major stakeholder in it. Qabil would get sins on behalf of all those who keep doing this, because he was the first one who started this way. Before that, the mankind had not seen any such thing. Before that, the mankind had not seen any death. So in today's day and age, when the technology has gone so advanced and there's so many different means through which we can use the technology, we need to ensure that we do not commit any sin using technology or not using technology, whichever way, we shall refrain from sins, but we shall also ensure that we do not start any such way which can become a falling pattern for someone. This is one of the examples through which we can, you know, either do something good or do something bad. If we do something good, if we make such avenues using technology or whichever means, which becomes a means for people to start to follow it after us, and it is something righteous, something good, then we will get reward on behalf of all of them. And ma'adallah, if we do the same thing in terms of a sin, then the same aspect, same element would become a means of continuous sins being piled up into our book of deeds. So we need to be very careful when we use such platforms and such technologies where we share our information with others, we share our files with others. We need to ensure that it doesn't involve any element of sins which people can download or people can watch, which would become a means of continuous sins for us. A very beautiful way for us to increase our righteous deeds through this means is to follow the social media pages of Dawat-e-Islami, to watch Madani channel, and to spread, to share the links of Madani channel with all our contacts. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, through this chain, whoever watches Madani channel or whoever watches the images of Dawat-e-Islami through you sharing them, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will also get reward on behalf of all of them. So this is one of the avenues through which we can multiply our good deeds. However, my dear viewers of Madani channel, coming back to the topic, we come to know regarding the elements of jealousy, regarding ma'adullah falling prey to having unlawful relationships with women. We come to know that how heinous this is and what it leads a person towards. Qabil, who was the son of a prophet and fell prey to jealousy and unlawful relationship with a woman, he was disgraced, he was damned, and his iman was taken away, and because of this he committed shirk and he met a dreadful and embarrassing end. And today we know him as Qabil, the first murderer, the first one to initiate the sin of murder. And all the bloodshed that takes place on the face of earth until the day of judgment, he will keep getting those sins on the behalf of all those bloodsheds. So in today's story, we covered who the first murderer was and who was the first one to be murdered and what were the reasons behind that murder and how this has been explained in the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the heinous disease, spiritual disease of jealousy, and from having any kind of unlawful relationships with non-mahram women. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our iman intact. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran. The stories of Quran, the stories of Quran, the stories of the glorious Quran.